Hey, based on the basis, the Gemara quotes a brisa that lists off 10 dinim, unique dinim with respect to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara explains, pshat on the brisa, that the first four dinim revolve about one issue, whether Yerushalayim is chalka l'shvatim or not is chalka l'shvatim. Tosis quotes in Dibra Maschal, Veinu Metamei Minigoyim, that this is a machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Tana Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim. Reb Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim was nischalka l'shvatim, and but the Makam HaMikdash was purchased by money that was raised by all of Klal Yisrael. They bought back the Makam HaMikdash from those particular Shvatim who owned it. Who were the two who owned it? Yehuda and Binyamin. And the Chachamim hold, that's how we assume, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. It's a historical machloikis, and the history in the machloikis in history depends on halacha. It's a machloikis in halacha whether you're not supposed to divide Yerushalayim l'shvatim, in which case we assume Yeshua ben Nun knew this din also. Sometimes you have a din that was nischadish in the days of the Bayi Sheni. So doesn't necessarily mean that Yeshua ben Nun observed that din. Doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbein observed that din. It was nischadish of a later generation, and many poskim hold that whenever a bezin is machadish a din daraisa in a later generation, the din daraisa only applies mikana lahabo. It's not that now it's a glory Muslim afraid that this was the din all the way back from the days of Moshe Rabbein. No, many achrayim hold that the mikana lahabo, that's the din up until the time that the bezin was machadish the din. The din was assumed to be not so. Let's say the Gemara has in Zvachim that during the Bayis Rishon they did Nisach HaYayin one way. During Bayis Sheni they did Nisach HaYayin in a different way. So during Bayis Rishon that was the din. That's what the Chacham held in that generation, that was assumed to be the din. Bayis Sheni they assumed the din is otherwise. So Bayis Sheni that was the din. However, the Chachamim paskin in each generation. So here also, sometimes there's a din that the bezin later is machadish, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that was what Yeshua ben Nun held. Here it's a machlokes in din, and the assumption is that Yeshua ben Nun followed what the din is supposed to be. So we assume, we have accepted the opinion of the Rabban and the Rabbi Yehuda that Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. We are assuming that Yeshua ben Nun followed the din, and he was never machalak Yerushalayim l'shvatim. So therefore it's not the private ownership. The areas in Yerushalayim are not the private ownership of the Shvatim Yehudin Miyamin, and the Meir is not the private ownership of the particular people who happen to live there. The Meir, all these four dinim come about. Ein abayis cholud ba, ein amivi egla rufa, ein nasi meni dachs bein etamim bein egoim. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Tosfos quotes from Yuma Daf Yabeis, he holds that Yerushalayim was nischalk al Shvatim, the din is that it should be nischalk al Shvatim, and Yeshua ben Nun followed the din, that he was nischalk al Shvatim. The only thing is, that the Makam HaMikdash had to be bought up from these two Shvatim, namely from Yehuda and Binyamin. Yeah, how do you know that? That's true. Tosfos says, "V'yesh loimar ve'en metamim minigoyim." And the Tosfos ve'en metamim minigoyim. V'yesh loimar ve'es HaMikdash. That even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Svaruhu. Afagavtin eschalek, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds in schalka l'shvatim, chos b'vkanos g'day shihei l'chol yisrael chelik bo. Why is that such a hot svaruh? What's the svara that it should belong to everybody? So that's where Avelvela Soloveitchik has. This was the first sefer that came out on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah after Avelvela passed away. Thin sefer. So he has it over here, and then they printed it again in the big sefer on the Rambam. He said it's not a svara. He says svara who? It's not a svara. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says Hamakim Shivch Hashem Mikol Shivtechem Losam Hashmosham and Parshas Re'ei. The Torah writes about the mitzvah of building Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash is described as the Makam Mashiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem. What do you mean, Mikol Shivtechem? It has to belong to all of Klal Yisrael. So the Avala quotes, the Gemara says that the Big Dekuna have to belong to Klal Yisrael. The Mizbeach, he says, the Gemara Menachas Dav Chav Beis. Mizbeach has to be Mishal Tzibur. The Eitzim have to be Mishal Tzibur. The Eish has to be Mishal Tzibur. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash has to be Mishal Tzibur. And that's learned that from Psukim. That happens to learn that the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash, and the structure, the bricks or the cement, whatever was built with, the whole Beis HaMikdash has to be a mokum Meshiv Chashem Mikol Shivtechem. Has to belong to all of the Shvatim. There are beautiful Nischalka L'Shvatim, Yerushalayim, same as any other city in Eretz Yisrael. It was Nischalka L'Shvatim, and then Chaz V'Vikano also, and in order that it should be Mishal Tzibah Kadesh Yehei L'Chol Yisrael Chei L'Bom. It's not that it's a svara. It's not a svara. It's a gzeres hakasim. Mikol shivtechem has to belong to all the shvatim. The Tana who holds the way we pass in halacha Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim also based on the same pasuk. Amakim shiv Hashem. The machlok that b'yirin the rabbanon is a machlok is how to understand pshat in that pasuk. So Rabbi Yehuda understands Amakim shiv Hashem mikol shivtechem just like the mizbeach has to be mishal Yisrael and the big nikuna have to be mishal tzibur. And the Eish has to be Mishal Tzibur, and all the Kelim, everything in the base, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash has to belong to the Tzibur. So to the Makam, on which the Beis HaMikdash is built, has to belong to the Tzibur. So after they divided Yerushalayim between Yehuda and Binyamin, so the Tzibur had to collect money. Tosis quotes that they gave the Doishna Shal Yericho. Okay. They gave up Yericho to Yehuda and Binyamin in order to buy the Makam HaMikdash. So the Makam HaMikdash belonged to all the Shvat. And the way we pass in Halacha, that pasuk Hamakom Shiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem doesn't only mean that it's a din in Beis Hamikdash and all the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash have to be Mishal Tzibur. It's much more than that. It has to be Mikol Shivtechem. It shouldn't be Nischalka L'Shvatim. So if you hold like the Rabbanan, then it goes on the whole city. Hamakom Shiv Hashem Mikol Shivtechem. They hold it goes on the whole city. Should not be Nischalka L'Shvatim. Eretz Yisrael originally belonged to the whole Klal Yisrael. And then when they made a chalukah l'shvatim, then it's the private ownership of that shevet. So if you buy it up back again, so it's purchased from Maman HaTzibur, so it belongs to the Tzibur. But it's still a business chaluk l'shvatim. If you all like the Rabbanon, so the whole city is like in its original state. All Eretz Yisrael belonged to all of the Klal Yisrael before they made the chalukah l'shvatim. And Yerushalayim, the Chachamim hold it was never nischalka l'shvatim. It should belong, not just be purchased by the Maman HaTzibur, that's not enough. When you're Mechalak L'Shvatim, so it was originally the private ownership of this Shevet and the private ownership of Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin, and the Tzibur buys it up. Here it's a different word. That it never became the private ownership of either of the Shvatim. It retained all the time the status of the Maman of the Klal Yisrael. That's the machlokes that built in the Rabban. Yeah. So that machlokes is negiah to 4 out of the 10 dinim. The first 4. Ein abayis cholut bo, what does that mean? Yerushalayim should have been from the ayoras hamakafes chaymim in Moshe Yishuv ben Nun. In fact, we assume it had a chaymim from the days of Yishuv ben Nun. And there is a din that ayoras hamakafes chaymim in Moshe Yishuv ben Nun, if you sell a house, bote ori chaymim, if you sell a house, and near Hamakef is Chayma, so then Allah only allows you to buy it back Bal Korcha of the Lakeach within the first year. After the first year is up, then the Bais is Chalut Bo. So Yerushalayim should have had that din as well. So that's a Machlek Zabir in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold no, ain't a Bais Chalut Bo because of his line is Chalka L'Shvatim. The chlab, what do you mean? Ain't a bais chol, but how is he selling the house? If he doesn't own it, how is he selling the house? So he's not really selling the house, means whoever lives there, I guess, kol ha-kodim zacha. Whoever lives there has the schus. He has the right to live there. So now he wants to sell that right to someone else. But he's not really selling the karka, the way we assume la-locha. The house doesn't belong to him. He just has like a tenant. Like a soicher has the schus. Has a schus to live in the house. So if he decides he wants to move out of the house, he has the right to sell that schus to someone else. But the din of Abayis Cholot Bo is not going to apply at all. The whole din of selling is then ganz different. Egla Rufo. What do you mean you don't bring an egla? The city only brings an egla Rufo if it's one of the cities that's in Schalka L'Shvatim. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Himatzachal Ba'adam Asher Shamakech Nasn L'chal Derishto. Yerushalayim is never in Eschalka L'Shvatim. Tosis is bothered with Akasha, Einim Evi Egla Rufa. Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says in Bava Basra that when you measure to the cities of Shesviva Sacholo in order to establish which city is the closest, so what kind of a din is that? That the city that's Blir Akroiv El Acholo has to bring an Egla Rufa. What kind of a din is that? Akroiv El Acholo? Achok? It's Achok? So the Gemara says no. You have to establish which city the murderer probably came from. You don't know 100%, but we have to be mevarer a little bit which city the murderer came from. And that city needs a kapara, so you have to bring egla rufa on it. And the Kohanim say, kaplei amcha Yisrael shepadis Hashem, and they get it, the people who live in the city get a kapar. So the Gemara says the measuring to the closest cities is to establish that this city is the closest, so that's probably where the murderer comes from. So what happens if you have, the Gemara has there in Bava Basra, let's say, the Goyim make non-kosher wine and the Jews make kosher wine. They're making the barrels look exactly the same. There's no way to test the wine chemically to determine whether this is Tam Yenim or this is Yen Yisrael. Looks the same, tastes the same, smells the same, the barrel is the same. Everything is the same. So somebody has to know that this barrel of wine is kosher and this barrel of wine is straight. Let's say you find somebody stole a barrel of wine. All the barrels look the same. And the barrel of wine is found closest to a kosher vineyard and far away from a non-kosher vineyard. So the Gemara says that based on Karay, we establish that this is a kosher barrel of wine. Or if I find it closer to a non-kosher vineyard, based on Karay, we establish that this is a non-kosher barrel of wine. What happens if you have a roiv? Kosher wine business is very small. There's so many nochrim in the city, 10% of the population are Jews. And everybody drinks in accordance with the population. Not that the Jews drink out of proportion. The Jews drink 10 times as much as the Goyim. The Goyim drink 10 times as much as the Jews. Everybody drinks. The drinking habits are the same. And the population is such, 90% are Nochem, 10% are Jewish. So 90% of all the wine in the city is going to be trade for wine. 10% of all the wine in the city is going to be kosher wine. You find a barrel of wine that's closest to the kosher vineyard. So the Karayv, the Haychacha of Karev indicates that it should be determined, it should be established as a kosher barrel of wine. But the Haychacha of Raiv, Acharam Lahat, is also a pasuk in the Chumash. Here it says, whichever city is closest to the dead body. So that pasuk teaches you that Karev is a biru. But I have another pasuk that says that Raiv is a biru. What do you do when you have a Raiv contradicting a Karev? So the Gemara says there in Babasa, Roy, the Karav Halach Achara Roy. If Roy pulls in one direction, Roy indicates that the barrel of wine is not kosher. Karav indicates the barrel of wine is kosher, or the reverse. So the Gemara says that Roy is a better Hechocha than Karav. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so how can any city ever be hyped to bring an Egla Rufa? Because I say, I measured the cities of Shesmibus Acholo, and this city is closest, and therefore we assume that the murderer probably came from this city, and the people in that city need a kapara because they have a murderer living over there. But it's the Karev indicates that it's from that city, but there's a whole world population. There are people from all over the world. So why don't you say that the Roiv indicates that city is not the place where the murderer lives? So the Gemara says, well, let's think about it for a minute. We found a dead body murdered near a little village in Eretz Yisrael. So Karev indicates that the murderer came from that village. And Roiv indicates that the murderer came from the rest of the world, but the murderer came from South Africa, Eretz Yisrael. He came from Australia, Eretz Yisrael. It depends what part of Eretz Yisrael. If it's an area where the tourists go, if it's near a park or something, or it's near a museum, maybe. But if it's in the middle of nowhere, even the Israelis never heard of that place. Oshad Beit Meir. The Arabs never heard of it. The Israelis never heard of it. No one knows where it is. What? So you're going to say, the Raiv is Ruba Di Alma. So that's what the Gemara says. If the city is Yoshev is Ben Aharim, it's a little village somewhere, no one ever heard of that village. So then the Raiv can be ignored because the Ruba Di Alma is Labo Becheshbon. And the only thing that counts is the Karev. But Anachanam, if it's not Yoshev is Ben Aharim, if it's not an isolated city, it's all by itself, and it is in an area where tourists do go, then you have a Raiv, a Ruba Di Alma, that indicates that the murderer probably came from Ruba Di Alma. Yeah. This is a question how to read the Gemara there. The Gemara says, Lezel Basa Ruba Di Alma, so there should be no Egla Rufa at all. That's what it means. You can't say, let the Jews in the whole wide world put up money to buy an Egla Rufa. Everyone should buy an Egla Rufa, all the cities. The din is that one city pays for an Egla Rufa. So the Gemara says, if you have a Shaila, if you have two cities, You have an isolated area. The din of Begla roof only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't apply in Chutzpah. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Only applies. It's only shaykh if the city is nischal kol shvatim. The city is not nischal kol shvatim. Vaitanat. That's the pasuk. So let's say we find a murdered body, and it's only a toss-up between these two cities. It's so far-fetched that the murderer came from another area. This is an isolated area in Eretz Yisrael. So the two cities that are above B'cheshbon, one of them is Korev and one of them is Roiv. One of them has a population 100 times bigger than the other one, but the other one is closest to the Cholom. So the Gemara says, Roiv, Korev, Haloch, Achar, HaRoiv. You don't follow Korev, you follow Roiv. What does it mean you follow Roiv? You follow Roiv, said the largest city brings the Egel Arufa. But it says in the Chumash, Modus al Horma shel Svivus HaCholom. Doesn't it sound like you have to measure? So you don't do the whole measuring. Because what's it going to help you going to measure? I know that this city has 100 times bigger population than the other city. So you don't measure at all in such a case. Rabbi Korav Halach Achar HaRoiv said the city that has the Roiv brings the Egel HaRufa. It means no. The city that has the 100 times bigger population patters the other city from being an Egel HaRufa. Because you have to have Korav. It says you have to measure to the cities Asher Sviv V'Sachol. So the city that's further away, but it has a bigger population, that's never going to bring an Egel HaRufa. It says, Modadu, you have to measure. The Gemara just meant to say there in Baba Basra, that if there are two cities, and the city that's further away is way bigger, then the city that's closest will not bring an Egel HaRufa. But not that city that's further away that's bigger will bring an Egel HaRufa. That's against the Pasuk in Chumash. That's the Minchas Chinuch points out, that seems to be a Machlokes in Rishonim. How do you read the Gemara? Minchas Chinuch has his big Chiddush, and then he says, and now they just printed a Tosfos Rid on Baba Basra, and he found that it says, like I said, that the Gemara never meant to say that the city that's Rechoika, the city that's further away, has to bring an Egel HaRufa. No, it just meant that the city that has the Roiv, the bigger population, patters the city that's Korah. See, because the Gemara has a din, a modudu al harm. The Gemara in the first parak in Sanhedrin has a drasha. Modudu al harm, shasviv esachol, afilo nimtza balil, korav liyir. Let's say you find a dead body, and it's 5 feet away from this city. What do you have to measure? Everybody knows with their eyes closed. Of course this city is the closest. Nimtza is balil, it's klor vidatov. Like the sun is shining, everybody knows that this city is closer. So the Gemara says, still it's a mitzvah to do the medida. So you see from the fact that it's a mitzvah to do with the medida, you see that medida is not just a birur. It's not just a bir. See that it's a gzeris hakasav, a mitzvah of medida. So how can you say that if you have two cities, one city is Korev and one city is Rachek, but it's Roiv, that the largest city, the city with the population that's 10 times bigger than the other one, that city is going to bring the Egel HaRufa. How can you say that? You see from the Gemara that the medida to establish which is Korev is a gzeris hakasav. It's a mitzvah medida, it's not just a birur of Korev. It would have been a birur. So if nimtza balil Korev liyir, so you don't have to do the medida. I know which city is closest. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch tain is, and he thinks that the Tosfos Rid is right. He thought of it on his own, then they printed the Tosfos Rid, so he found that's what it says. That of course you have to have Korevah. The Gemara just says if you have Roiv, Korev Haloch Achar HaRoiv, that if the Roiv cancels the birur of the Korev, then the Ira Kroiva does not bring an Egel HaRufa. Nobody brings an Egel HaRufa. Nobody brings. You only bring Egel HaRufa if you have two dinim of Korev. You have, first of all, Alpi Medida. This is the city that's Kroiva La Meis. And secondly, the Kurva is an indication of the fact that there is a Hechoche, it's a birur, that the murderer probably came from that city. So if you have two cities, one is Roiv, one is Korev, so the larger population city will patter the Korev city from being an Egel HaRufa, but not that the larger city will bring an Egel HaRufa. That's how the Minchas Chinuch suggests when the sugya begins. If you have two cities, one is Roiv, one is Korev. But then when the Gemara says, "Veleizel basaruba di alma," the Gemara asks, how does any city ever bring an Egel HaRufa through the murdered body is Korev to this city? So that seems, on the one hand, to indicate that the murderer came from this city. On the other hand, it's Eretz Yisrael is a tourist area, so there could be that people, the Ruba di Alma, Lezal Basi Ruba di Alma, said that Kasha Futim. Sure, the Gemara didn't mean to say the Ruba di Alma should bring an Egel HaRufa. All the Jews in all the cities in the whole wide world, the people from Australia, from South Africa, from Canada, from New Zealand, everybody should raise money in Pego. Everybody should raise money to buy an Egel HaRufa. No, of course not. So the Gemara asks the Kasha Veleizel Basi Ruba di Alma, for sure that means, if she canceled the Hechacha of the Irak Roiva, And in order to bring an egla rufa, it has to be karev. That's a hechach. So he says the same is true when the Gemara said Belezel, when you have two cities, one is roiv, one is karev. The Gemara never meant to say that the city with the roiv should bring an egla rufa. That's the machlokes harishayim. How to read the Gemara? So again, so Tosfos asks the kasha. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me? That because Yerushalayim line is chalka l'shvatma, therefore it never has the mitzvah bringing an egla rufa. Yerushalayim is a tourist attraction. People are coming to Yerushalayim from all over the world. Tosfos says it's referred to in Tanakh as Rochel Asamim, Shekruya Rochel Asamim. Where is Yerushalayim called Rochel Asamim? Rashash says the word Rochel Asamim appears in Tanakh, not on Yerushalayim on Tzor. It's a goyish city. On Tzor, not on Yerushalayim. Okay, we know it's a center, it's a tourist attraction. It's a fact. It's not called in Tanakh Rochel Asamim. It's a fact that it happens to be that people come to Yerushalayim from all over the world for business and for tourism. Yeah. So that's Tosfos' kasha. How would there ever have been a hava mina that Yerushalayim should bring an egla rufa? You have the whole Ruba d'Alma. There are more people all over the world than there are located in the city of Yerushalayim. There are more people touring in Yerushalayim than there are people living in Yerushalayim. So we should say, Lezel basa Ruba d'Alma, Yerushalayim should not bring an egla rufa. So what is Tosfos' answer? Yerushalayim, the mikom makom in Yerushalayim, hoi yisham makom shalohoi mitzuyim kim yoshu Yerushalayim v'adam. And a little guess halacha, me'ashar. In the big street, the Me'er Sharim, the big street, that's 3 feet wide. In the big street, the Me'er Sharim, all the tourists go and they have the signs, tourists, please dress nicely. So you have a lot of tourists there. But in the side streets of Me'er Sharim, nobody goes there. Even the Israelis never go there. Only the people that live there in Me'er Sharim. So what does Tosfos mean? And they found a body murdered in Me'er Sharim. That's what it means. What does it mean? They found a body murdered Michutz l'Yerushalayim, on the highway. So you have right there Ruba d'Alma. What does it mean? Where is there a place where you don't have Ruba d'Alma? I mean, in the little street, in Me'er Sharim, you found a body that was murdered. So the Minhas Chinuch has a machlekes harishayim. What's the din if you find a body murdered in a city? There's no way to measure to. He's in the city. Measuring is, if the body is nimtza michutz leir, so then you measure which is the closest city. And even the Gemara says, and even if it's a dead giveaway, we know which city is closest. Nimtza is balil, krayv leir pliny. Still, it's a mitzvah lasik b'medina. Zeris akas mitzvah to do medina. But medvah mamur, you're going to do medina if the dead body was found michutz leir. You're going to measure to the city, even though you know which city is the closest. It's a mitzvah to do medina. But if the dead body was found in the city, where are we going to measure to? He's in the city. There's no place to measure to. So the Minhas Chinuch quotes a machlokes acharonim, is there a mitzvah bringing egla rufa in such a case? So he quotes the Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Yuma. The Mishnah tells a story that on one occasion the Kohanim were vying to have the right to be makriv the karbonis every day. The Anshei Mishmar and the Beis Av of that day, they were fighting. Each one wanted to do the hakrovas hakarbonis. And each one had a knife with him in order to shech the carbon tummy. So one guy beat the other guy up. The practice used to be, they used to run up the kevish, and whoever reached within the avrams of the top of the kevish won the race, and he has the right to shech the tummy shol shachar. So the guy who lost was so upset that he lost the opportunity to do the mitzvah, he took his knife and he stabbed the other guy. So to cut out the competition. So he cut his head off. Okay. So he stabbed him. So the Gemara tells the story, the father of the dead Kayin in the Beis HaMikdash, a dead Kayin in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara tells when they pulled the knife out from his heart, so he was still gasping, he was still alive, and then he died a moment later. So the father of the one who was murdered said, thanks to the heavens above that the knife didn't become tummy. The son was just killed in front of his eyes. They murdered his son in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's thanking the Rabbanu Shlom that the knife didn't become tummy. So the Gemara says, what a distorted sense of values the father had, that it was more important to him, Taharas, Klei HaMikdash, than Shvichas Damim of his own son. Shvichas Damim of his own son. He was just killed in front of his eyes. That didn't bother him. He was more concerned about Taharas Klal HaKadosh. So the Gemara says, very unfortunate that there was a generation that they exaggerated the importance of Taharas Klal HaMikdosh over Shvichas Damim. So then the Gemara says, when they were delivering the Hespedim over this poor guy who was killed in the Beis HaMikdosh, one of the Masvidim started to, he got the whole crowd to cry, so he started to sing, and who's going to bring an Egel Arufa? Should the Beis HaMikdash bring an Egel Arufa? Should the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash bring, should Yerushalayim bring an Egel Arufa? He started giving a whole drosh. So the Achronim, not the Rishonim, the Menachas Chinuch quotes, the Achronim have a discussion on that Gemara. Egel Arufa doesn't apply if it's no damihiko. The only time you bring an Egel Arufa is lo no damihiko. You don't know who the murderer is. Here, the guy murdered him in front of 100 people. Everybody was dead. They knew who the murderer was. So the whole Egel Arufa story, that was just a hesped. So there's a machlokes achrayim. Do you bring an Egel Arufa if the murdered body was found in the city? So some achrayim say, you see from the Gemara that you bring an Egel Arufa even when you found a dead body in the city. Because he's talking, who's going to bring an Egel Arufa? Then the other achrayim say, no, it's not that mihiko. Nobody brings an Egel Arufa. That was Tama Hespit. He wanted everybody to cry. He said that everybody has to have a gimmick. So here in the yeshiva, we used to have the ones. There was one Rebbe in the yeshiva. Every Hespit who ever died, he would start being Mavis Sedra. If it's Vayakal Pikud, he would go to the Sedra and show whatever Parshas HaShavua was, he would go through. There are many like that. He goes to the Sedra and they start saying, this pasuk refers to the Nifta, this pasuk refers to the Nifta, just get Mavis Sedra every time they have. And others have a different gimmick when they say Hespit. So this was the gimmick that he is going to talk about Egel Arufa. But Egel Arufa is Bechlal above the Cheshbon. So that's a shayla. So this Tosfos Al Pi Pashta seems to be assuming of a Pashut. Tosfos says, you found a murdered person in the little Gesalach and Meir Shalom where nobody goes. Even the rest, the Israelis don't even go there. Only the people who live in Meir Shalom know those little streets. They told me that yesterday Rabbi Saul Grossman passed away in Meir Shalom. He lived on one of those tiny little streets. He lived on one of the tiny little streets and no one ever went there. No one ever knew where he lived. Yeah.
You're talking about outside of Yerushalayim, places that no one ever goes outside of Yerushalayim.
Could be outside of Yerushalayim. Okay. Hoyu sham become outside of Yerushalayim. Shalohoyu mitzvim. The other mean people from the rest of Eretz, the rest of the world never go there. Only the people from Yerushalayim go there. We establish based on the roi basis, on the korav. We establish based on the korav. That could be. Hayusham becomes means outside of Yerushalayim. Could be, doesn't necessarily mean in Yerushalayim. So again, so Tosfos points out the Pshat and the Brais and the Gemara that even if there would be room to argue and to declare that Yerushalayim should be chayv in an Egel Arufa based on Korayv, they wouldn't be an Egel Arufa because line is Chalkal Shvatim. That's the pasuk. These four didn't depend on Chalkal Shvatim. But the Orichayim, Ayoros HaMkav Shchamesh, who should be known is only if it's the Chalkal Shvatim, Egel Arufa, Irin Idachas, and Metamen Zayin Bin Egoyim. Metamen Bin Egoyim has to be in the Chalkal Shvatim. Yeah. Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes a kasha in his Sefer Har Tzvi on Zroin. He quotes a kasha that earlier Gedolim asked. That in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, they endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha Saaretz after 14 years. You need a kibush and you need a chiluk. So it took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. That says in Tanakh, it took 7 years. And the Gemara assumes that just like it took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael and the Lamed Aleph Melochim, so it took 7 years to divide all of Eretz Yisrael. So they had to divide it with Shvatim and then divided the Mishpachas, then further divided the Yechidim. And after the Chalukah was completed, after the 14 years when the Chalukah was completed, then all of Eretz Yisrael was endowed with Kedusha Saaretz. What kind of a din is that? That you need Davke, Kibush, Mechiluk? So the Pashtus we assume is that the Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael is the Gemara of the Kibush. The Mekadosh the first time around, the days of Yishuv Ben Nun by the Kedusha Rishayna, was the Kibush Saaretz. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Pei Beis. There's also Daf Pei Beis in Baba Kama. Gemara in Yevamos Daf Pei Beis. Gemara in other places talks about Kedusha Rishonim and Kedusha Shniyim. So Tosfos is saying, Avraham's daf beis explains, what does it mean, Kedusha Rishonim? When the days of Avraham Avinu, and Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jewish people, but it didn't have Kedusha yet. It was only endowed with Kedusha after the 14 years, after the Shevesh and Kavsh and Shevesh and Chilpah. So that's called Kedusha Rishonim. Kedusha Rishonim means, Sheneskatsha Ha'aretz HaYidei Yeshua Ben Nun, after the 14 years of Kibush Mechiba. And the Gemara has a Machloikis HaTanan. What happened to the Kedusha Rishonim? Was it Kitcha Lasi Lavoi? It was only Kitcha Kolzman Ben Israel preserved and maintained that Kibush. After the Kibush was undone, namely at the time that Nebuchadnezzar's armies conquered Eretz Yisrael from the Jews and the whole Jewish government collapsed. So that's a Machloikis HaTanan. Did the Kedusha Rishonim disappear or not? That's machlokes, but the kedusha rishoni kitchel lasi lava, loy kitchel lasi lava. So we assume that loy kitchel lasi lava at the time of churban hamedina, churban habayis, churban hamedina, ayidei the Babylonian armies of Nebuchadnezzar. So all kedusha zaretz disappeared. So for 7 years there was no kedusha zaretz, and then at the beginning of the bayisheni, Ezra made the kedusha shniya. That's unclear. How did he make kedusha shniya? That doesn't say. Kedusha rishoni was ayidei kibush vechilu. And then the Kedusha Shniyah is right on Machlokes, but the Kedusha Shniyah was Kitcha Lasi Lavoi. That's how most of the Rishonim assume, like the Rambam. The Kedusha Shniyah was Kitcha Lasi Lavoi. And there's a minority opinion that even Kedusha Shniyah was also like Kitcha Lasi Lavoi. Also was not Kedusha. In Shulchan Aruch, the Birag Rak quotes that from the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is by the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTesis. He paskins lalacha the kedusha shniyah was also like kitcha lasi lava, just like kedusha rishonim was like kitcha lasi lava. So the kedusha shniyah was also like kitcha lasi lava. Rashi in Sanhedrin that the paskim talk about also sounds like he holds like that in the third parak in Sanhedrin. Rashi sounds like he's interpreting the psak halacha in the Gemara like this sefer HaTruma, that kedusha shniyah was also like kitcha lasi lava, but the generally accepted opinion is not so. The kedusha shniyah was kitcha lasi lava. So the assumption is that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only Chal after you do Kibush v'Chiluk, and Chiluk means the Gemara of the Kibush. So if the way we accept the Halacha, Yerushalayim loin is Chalka l'Shvatim, they never did a Chaluk on Yerushalayim, so the Kibush on Yerushalayim is never completed, so Yerushalayim doesn't have Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. It has Kedusha Sa'amikdosh, okay, but it doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. Fishy. Doesn't sound right. So you have a Beis HaMikdash and Chutz La'aretz. They had it in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mishkan was traveling around the Midbar. They had a Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, they had a Kedusha's HaMishkan, was in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, but in Eretz Yisrael also, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim was in Chutz La'aretz, because they were never Mekadesh in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim had a Kibush, but it never had a Chalukah. So if it never had a Chalukah, so the Kibush was never completed, Al Pidin. The Kibush is incomplete. It's very strange that the city of Yerushalayim was never in the Skatsha the Kedusha Sa'aretz. It's the Pashtus says that Yerushalayim did have. How do you have a whole discussion of Kedusha's Bati Ori Chayma? Ayoras Hamakav Chayma is Yishuv Inun, have a special din. Abayis Nechlad Bo. The din of Ayoras Hamakav Chayma is a prat within Kedusha Sa'aretz. If Yerushalayim never had Kedusha Sa'aretz, Bechlal. So what do you need a pasuk to say that? Well, neither pasuk can say that it doesn't have the din of Ayoras Hamakof Eschaim. It doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, period. The Pashto says Yerushalayim does have Kedusha Sa'aretz. But the Halacha says you only get a Kedusha if you do a Gmar HaKibush, and Gmar HaKibush requires that it should be a Chalukah L'Shvatim. You have to have a Chalukah. So they say in the name of Rav Velbala Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik said, the Rav said the same as well, say that when you do the Chalukah L'Shvatim, there are two parts to it. One part is when you divide the Shvatim, and that's the Gmar HaKibush. So you label this area is called Chalukah Shel Reuven, that's called Chalukah Shel Yehuda, it's called Chalukah Shel Binyamin, that's called Chalukah Shel Zvulun. Each area is labeled as Chalukah Shel Shevet Plain. And then there's a second din in the Chalukah L'Shvatim, that this area becomes the private ownership of that Shevet, and that area becomes the private ownership of the other Shevet. So that's where the Gemara has the Machlokes HaTanaim. We pass from like the Chachamim. Yerushalayim lo nis chalka l'shvatim in the sense of chalukah le'edinim mamonis. When the rich father dies and the children divide the Yerusha, so they make a chalukah, so this part of the chalukah belongs to him, and that part of the chalukah belongs to him. So that's a chalukah that gives you private ownership. in your share. So here the Gemara says, we paskal alochi b'shalayim lo nes chalka l'shvatim. They did a chalukah l'shvatim. When they did the chalukah l'shvatim, there were two parts to it. So Yerushalayim only had the first part, didn't have the second part. The first part of chalukah l'shvatim is that this area is labeled as chalka shol Yehuda, and that's labeled as chalka shol Yisocha, and that's labeled as chalka shol Zbulon. So that was done on Yerushalayim also. The chalukah l'shvatim, to label this area, usually things are not labeled. Let's say if I have a pair of glasses, so this is labeled as Shechter's glasses, someone else has a pair of glasses, if labeled as Yankel's glasses, no. Ownership is a relationship. The person has a relationship. This belongs to me. It's like I have a string attached to it that it belongs to me. No one's got allowed to steal it. If they steal it, it's like they snipped off the string and they walked off with my glasses. It's a relationship that people have to their property. But it's not that it's called the Shechta glasses. It's not a Chaloshem and a Chefza. And Chalukas Herz and Solish Shvatim was a Chaloshem and a Chefza. This was called Chalkashal Yehuda. That's called Chalkashal Zvulun. So that's perhaps the teretz on this kash. Maybe the chalukah that's considered that constitutes the gemar hakibush, that's neikuve in the kedusha saras. Maybe that's only the general chalukah l'shvatim, not the chalukah. That's the shadini. The chalukah l'mishpachas and the chalukah l'yichidim. Chalukah l'mishpachas and l'yichidim. That's not to give it a label of a name. That's to have private ownership. The chalukah l'shvatim, that you can say, that's just to label it. This is called on the map, this is called chalukah shel zvulun, that's called chalukah shel yisachar. So Yerushalayim, you can say, had the first step. And that's all that's needed to be considered a gemar hakibush for the purpose of endowing Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. And the other half, the other part of chalukah, namely, that this shevet has private ownership on this area. And the Mele, we're going to go further. Next step, we're going to make a chalukah mishpachas, a chalukah yichidim. So maybe that didn't exist in Yerushalayim. The first step did. Perhaps that's the teretz on the kasha. Tosis and Yuman, Daf Yud Beis, has another kasha. That's how Rav Avolei answers Tosis kasha there. Tosis and Yuman has a kasha. The Mizbeach Achitzon had a Yisoid. The Yisoid means that the bottom was wider. The bottom of the Mizbeach and the Bayi Sheni period was 32 Amos by 32 Amos. And then they had in the middle, the Mizbeach, that was only to the height of one Amos. And then it went in, it was indented, then it went up again a couple of Amos. So even though the bottom block of cement was 32 by 32 Amos, the block of cement on top of that was 30 by 30. It was indented one Amos here, one Amos here, one Amos on all sides. And then it went up an Amos, a couple of Amos higher. So that bottom part is called the Yisayid HaMizbeach. So everything was symmetrical, and then it went up again in the middle of this, like this, and in the middle of this. So indented over here, another Amo. So the Gemara says, when you look straight ahead, in the Beis HaMikdash is Mairev. So the Gemara says there was a full Yisayid over here and over here. On the Mairev side and on the Mizrach, which side is this? The Tzofen side. But the eastern side over here only had the first Amo of 32. And the southern side over here only had the first Amo. And the other 31 Amos were missing a site. Why were they missing a site? So the Gemara says, because that part of the Azara belonged to Yehuda, and you're not allowed to build any part of the Mizbech Bechal Kushal Yehuda. The Mizbech has to be Bechal Kushal Binyamin. So Tosfos asked Akasha, but we accept La Halacha, the opinion of the Chachamim, namely Yerushalayim Lo Nes Chalka L'Shvatim. So there was no Chalka Shal Yehuda, there was no Chalka Shal Binyamin. It belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. Zamakim Shiv Hashem, Mikol Shiv Techem. So Lamai said, why was it missing in Yisoid? What are you going to say? That the way we assume La Halacha, Yerushalayim Lo Nes Chalka L'Shvatim, there was a Yisoid. No, the Gemara said that's a fact. There was no Yisoid here. The 31 Amos in. The 31 Amos here were missing a Yisoid. So the Gemara, the only explanation the Gemara gives is because Yerushalayim wasn't in Chalka L'Shvatim. And that section where that Yisoid would have been was Bechalka Shal Yehuda. The entire Mizbeach has to be Bechalka Shal Binyamin. So if you don't learn Chalka L'Shvatim, how do you explain that phenomenon? How do you explain the fact that there was no Yisoid? So Tosfos writes in Yuma, they must have had a tradition that they're not supposed to be Yisoid. Not connected with the fact that learn Chalka L'Shvatim. Separate. Shver, the Pashto says, the Gemara says, the only reason why I had no Yisoid, because it was Nischalka L'Shvatim. So that's what they quote, B'Shem Rav Elvola, and that's how Rav Soloveitchik said as well. Yerushalayim was Nischalka l'shvatim, the first din of Chalukah l'shvatim, namely that this is labeled as Chalukah l'shel Yisachar, and that's labeled as Chalukah l'shel Zvulun, and this is Chalukah l'shel Binyam, and this is Chalukah l'shel Yehuda. So that is Chal Hashem of Chalukah l'shvatim they did in Yerushalayim. The next step they didn't do, to give the two particular shvatim of Yehuda Binyam a private ownership on that area, that they should further make a chalukah l'mishpachas, further make a chalukah l'yichidim, so that they didn't do. Yeah, this is questionable. This teretz is questionable. There's a fellow in Torah Vadas, they have, like we have over here, the Beis Yitzchak, so they have Hamasifta. So there's a fellow in Torah Vadas originally, he didn't know that Rav Elvala said the teretz, he just saw that Rav Soloveitchik said it. So he printed a whole about Torah that it's wrong. After it was printed, someone told him the good news that Rav Elvala told him, oh, so he backed that from that. He would have known. Now he knows that it's true. So this is questionable because the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, when the Rambam writes that the laws of Shmita V'Yovel didn't begin until after Eretz Yisrael was Niskatsho, so he writes that the first Shnas HaShemitah was not the 7th year after they crossed over the Yarden, but the 21st year, because they only start, and the first Yovel was not the 50th year after they crossed over the Yarden, but the 64th year, because the first 14 years didn't count. So the Rambam quotes from the Lashon of the Torah's Kohanim in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, that the Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, didn't have the Kedusha until it was Kol Echad V'Echad Makir Eschelko, till each and every individual Jew knew where his share was. So it sounds from that Lashon from the Rambam and the Torah's Kohanim that he's quoting, that not only the general Chalukah L'Shvatim to label the areas Chalukah Shal Yehuda, Chalukah Shal Binyamin, not only is that considered the Gemara of the Kibush, Kol Echad V'Echad Makir Eschelkah, the Din Mamonis part. It took 7 years not just to divide the Shvatim, it took 7 years to divide the Mishpachas and to divide the Yechidim. So it sounds like all of that is Ma'akim and the Kedusha Saretz. So the teretz that he gave on Yerushalayim is very questionable. Is that a valid teretz that Yerushalayim did have Kedusha Saretz, even though it was Lanis Chalko, Liyechidim, and Lemishpachas, and Lishvatim, in the sense of Dinim Amenis, what it was Nischalko Lishvatim in the sense of Chal Hashem Yisodeheta? Is that enough to endow the Yerushalayim with Kedusha Saretz? Don't you have to have a Gemara of the Kibush, Kolecha V'yecha Makar Eschalko? Where did this whole Svara come from? Where did this whole idea come from to say that the Chalukah L'Shvatim constitutes the Gemara Kibush, and the Chalukah L'Yechidim, Chalukah L'Mishpachas, that's not Kush. So this whole idea is based on a Shita Mukubetzes B'Shem HaRaivid in Baba Basra and Perek Beis Kur. Perek Beis Kur is the Perek that precedes, it's right before Yesh Nachum. Yesh Nachum is a Mazel Digger Perek. A lot of yeshivas start from Yesh Nachum. They have the Yesh Nachum, a little less Mazel. But Mishameis, get Pashat, oh, okay. So some yeshivas they learn that too. But Beis Kur, that's a boring Perek, that only the Daf Yomi people learn that. So Rav Chaim and Valozhin, they learn straight. They learned from the beginning of Brachas to the end of Nida. So Rav Chaim and Esef on the Rambam quotes from the Shita Mukubetzes on Beis Kur, that there's a Ravid, an important Ravid. The Ravid claims that when they divided Eretz Yisrael and they drew the lot, so the Gemara says that a miracle occurred, and it was Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. The lot screamed out that this share, this Chelek and Eretz Yisrael goes to this Sheva. Not only did they pick up the piece of paper, they had two lotteries. So one had the names of the Shvatim mixed in together, one had the Chalokim and Eretz Yisrael. So not only did they pick it up, and the one who looked at it said that Shevet Binyamin was just Seicha, the lucky winner of this share, Al Pi HaGoyrol, the girl spoke. The girl spoke and a miracle occurred, and the girl said, I am the girl of Binyamin and we get this. So the Ravid says that this Al Pi HaGoyrol, this Al Pi Ruach HaKadosh, this was only the big Chalukah L'Shvatim. The Chalukah L'Mishpachas and the Chalukah Yechidim, it didn't happen. Why should it be a difference? According to the Ravid, it sounds as if the first Chalukah L'Shvatim accomplishes something in Issa the Heter. The second Chalukah L'Mishpachas and L'Yechidim, that's only Dini Mamanis. So for that, you don't need Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. You don't need Al Pi HaGoyrol, that the girl should scream out. The girl only screams out on that part of the girl that's Neget Issa the Heter, that part that's B'Kadosh Eretz Yisrael. So that Ravid seems to contradict the Lashon of the Torah's Kohanim that the Rambam quoted. Rambam quotes Kol echad ve'echad makir es chalkom. Sounds like even the chalukah liyichidim, the private ownership, is ma'akev in the gemara of the kedusha sa'aretz. According to the rabbi, it sounds just the overall chalukah l'shvatim is ma'akev in the gemara kedusha sa'aretz.
In the rabbi himself, Kol Rambam, we assume that by Tanai, he says by Eretz Yisrael, even by Tanai of selling to another person, that's an Indian of Isra v'Heter, no?
The rabbi says Chalukas Haaretz was an Indian of Isra v'Heter.
But the case that the rabbi is going on is by Tanai of any person who's...
No, the case of the rabbi is the big Chalukah, the Reuven God, the Chatzah Shev Tamarash are going to get over there. The other Shvatim are going to get over the air on the eastern, on the western side, as opposed to saying that every Shevet gets one sliver all the way across. So that Ravid, Alpi Pashta, he says the Chalukah is Chalukah Saritzel is an Indian of Isra v'Heter. He obviously be talking about the Chalukah L'Shvatim, the general Chalukah L'Shvatim. What do you do if you add on to Yerushalayim? The rules and regulations, they must see for another year. If you add on the Bezin is Mekadesh additional areas on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim should have wider borders, and you can eat Maaser Sheni, you can eat Kodshim Kalim in this additional area. That additional area wasn't as Chalukah L'Shvatim. You can't undo it. That's a fact of history. So you're going to ask Akasha, but Yerushalayim is supposed to be learned as Chalukah L'Shvatim. That's the original Yerushalayim in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. If you add on to Yerushalayim, you add it on. I don't know. Say Nishkin Kasha. Achreinim asked that Kasha. I don't understand exactly what the Kasha is. What do they want? Yeah. At the time of Chalukah Saaretz, they were mechalik everything except for Yerushalayim. If you endow some of the Yerushalayim itself, has to be the center, the core of Yerushalayim has to be learned as Chalukah L'Shvatim. Then whatever you add on, you add it on. Okay. So that wasn't Chalukah L'Shvatim. Can't do anything about that. In addition to the first four dinim that are based on this machleik sabiyun and rabban, the one neschalka l'shvatim, alone neschalka l'shvatim, so the Gemara has another six dinim. That's why it's presented here. Asar dvarim. You look in the obvious deram nasan, there's more than 10. But our brayse in the Gemara has the lashon asar dvarim nam rabbi Yerushalayim. So what are the original ones? The original are because of tumah v'tara, ematzim bazizin gzuz trois. You shouldn't have beams or roofs protruding, because there may be, someone may die, and then there may be a tumas meis that you won't realize. Or you shouldn't have beams protruding, because you have a lot of tourists walking around there, so they may bump into the beams, they'll get injured. Okay.
Shlomaisa, how do people sell things in Yerushalayim?
It's problematic. It didn't belong to them, and they don't have the right to sell the thing. They can sell the right to live there. Gemara says in Megillah that because we pass in Yerushalayim, learn is Chalukah L'Shvatim, they don't tell you where it is in Megillah. In Megillah Chavav. Megillah Chavav, and also Gemara says in Megillah that you can't charge rent in the old city of Yerushalayim because learn is Chalukah L'Shvatim. The location doesn't belong to me. So how can you sell a house? And you can sell a schus to live in a house. You can sell it to someone else. But calls man that you're there and you're not selling the right to anybody else. So then the Gemara says you have no right to charge rent because the location is not yours. Yeah. So Achidush din. Yeah, what are the additional dinim? Enosim bo ashpatos. You're not allowed to make an ashpa. Why not? Because in an ashpa you're going to have rodents running around, and then the rodents only have such a life expectancy, they're going to die. So you're going to have too much rotzim there. So if you're going to have an ashpa in the middle of the city, somebody may be going there with Kodshim Kalim or with Maaser Sheni, and it'll become Nitma. So you don't want to have Tumah. And there's some more Kivshoinis. What's wrong with making Kivshoinis? Because as the Gemara said, because they're going to be Kutra, they're going to be smoke all over the place. Factories. You have factories, so you have a lot of smoke. So we want Yerushalayim to be a pretty city. It shouldn't be filthy from the smoke. Why? Because we're concerned that the Gemara says Ginois of Pardesim, there's going to be Sirchon. What kind of Sirchon is there going to be? So Rashi has two pshat. So the second pshat Rashi says is that you always use a fertilizer in order that the stuff should grow better. Fertilizer is going to smell like fertilizer. unless you use a chemical fertilizer. But if you use the real stuff, you're going to smell awful. And Rashi has the first shot, maybe it doesn't go on the fertilizer. Maybe what it means, the sirchan is going to be because you have weeds. So you're going to rip off the weeds and throw them out right on the outside of the garden. So these weeds are going to have an awful smell. So the Gemara says, Yerushalayim has to be smell nice and look nice and be beautiful and so on. So you're not allowed to do all these things. The only gan that we allow is Ginas V'Rodin, because that was there, Shayim Meis Nevi'im Hashem, that was there from a long time back. So that's the only garden that we allow. Why? Because Tanigolim will usually eat the dead Shrotzim, so they'll be slapping the dead Shrotzim all over the place. Emelinim Boas HaMeis. The Gemara says, what's wrong, Emelinim Boas HaMeis? The Gemara just says, Gemara, we have a tradition. What's the tradition? To have an old tradition. When Emelinim Boas HaMeis is a din all over New York also. You know, La Sol Nivlas HaLeitz. It's a Lois HaSeh and a Chumash. It's an Aver to be male in any mace. So what does it mean, Emelinim Boas HaMeis? So the Shit Mukubetzu says, Afila Helinei L'Chvodo. Even though the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, if you're male in a mace, L'Chvodo Shalam Meis, because you're going to have more people attending the funeral. They don't have what they need to bury the mace. So if the alanus hameis is done, l'chvod hameis, then it is mutter. Here it says, but in Yerushalayim, never allowed, even the chvodo, which in the rest of the world is mutter, in Yerushalayim it's also. Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, Gemara. What exactly is the Gemara? So this could be explained in two different ways. He could say that Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, but right that you eat the Kodesh Mikalim there. So in the Beis HaMikdash is a din. You're not allowed to be mitame in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to leave tum in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's such a din in Yerushalayim on a lower scale, on a slightly lower level, that if you're going to have a mace that gives off tum, say, Emelinim Boas HaMeis, even though Alpi Hilchas Halonas HaMeis is muta. But here it's in Yerushalayim, it's Asr, because of the Tuma element. There's the Mishnah says that a Metzorah is not permitted to enter Yerushalayim. That's a Metzorah, not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, not allowed to enter all the other Ayoras HaMakafis Chayma, Mimoysu Shur B'Num. So here the Gemara says, we have a tradition, a Gemara, that in all of Yerushalayim, Emelinim Boas HaMeis, could be because of the lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash that Yerushalayim has. Or it could be that Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas HaOretz. You have the Pasuk Taka by Halonas HaMeis. It says, V'salon Nivlas HaLetz Kikavati Kiberena B'yamahu Kikilos HaLakim Taloi. What does it mean, Kikilos HaLakim Taloi? So Rashi says that man is created with Tzelem HaLakim, and we are Banim LaMokam. The Jewish people are Banim LaMokam. So if you're gonna be male in a sameis, you're gonna leave the dead body overnight in any city, anywhere. So it says in the Chumash that kilas elakim tola. That's a bizoyan to the person who was created b'tzelem elakim. Kilas elakim doesn't mean a curse. Pashup shot. We pass from halacha that the only two people who deserve taliya, we don't have death by hanging. We sometimes have in rare cases we have taliya. It's a mitzvah, after he's dead already, then you have to hang him up in order to be mevazeh the dead body. So there's a machloek zatanayim when they have the mitzvah tliya. So we pass can only begadef and over the zara, because we darshan kikilos elakim taloi, the man deserves tliya because he was mekalelas Hashem, and over the zara with megadef go together. That's how we pass it, like the chachamim. Reb Leizer's opinion is that all kolam is kolam nitlam. The Pasuk says, Kilos Elokim Tolid, that's one marshal of a person who deserved hanging after he was dead, namely, Amagadav is Hashem. But who are the Nami? All Niskolim. Kolan Niskolim on them. So that's a drasha, though, that you say, Kilos Elokim Tolid, the guy's hanging on the gallows because of the fact that he cursed Hashem. But the Pashup Shad, Kilos Elokim doesn't mean cursing. Kilos Elokim just means bizayin. It's a desire to the Tzelem Elokim that the person has, or the bottom Lamokim element that the Yisrael has. Yet by Anachri, the Pashto says that the whole thing doesn't apply. There's no mitzvah of Kvura, the whole Pasuk doesn't apply. There's no mitzvah of Kvura, there's no Isa Halonis Ameis. So that Pasuk says, Kikilis Elokim Taloi, Beloi Sitamis Had Moscha, Asher Hashem Alkecha, Noisin Loch. So the Ramban writes on Chumash, sounds like even if the one who was hung on the gallows is a Nachri, still there's a din below Satam and Sat Moscha. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to let him hang. In Chutz Loretz, there's no Chiv Kvura Mesei Akum. So you don't have to hurry, you don't have to rush to bury him. You can allow the people to cremate the body. There's no mitzvah. Kvura, there's no Yisrael on Sameis. And in Eretz Yisrael, also like that. So the Ramban writes, in Eretz Yisrael, if the Nochri, a Mace Nochri, you're not allowed to leave him overnight. If they want to cremate the body, fine. So you'll be putter from the Mace. But you have to dispose of the body on the same day, even if it's a Mace Ayakum and there's no mitzvah Kvura, you have to see to it that the Mace shouldn't be around, because the Pasuk says, V'loi Setameh Esad Moscha. It's a separate reason. V'loi Setameh Esad Moscha goes on Goyish Mason. How does the Ramban know that that's so? He made up a new drasha. He says, not because in Sefer Yeshua it says Beferish. When they killed the Lamed Aleph Molochim, so it says that they hung them up, and then they buried the bodies before Shkia to fulfill what it says in Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, V'loi Setameh Esad Moscha. That's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. The Lamed Aleph Molochim were not Jewish. So that's what the Ramban sees from that pasuk. Is a new Issa. The Selim, the Velas HaLeitz, only applies to the Jewish Mace. Doesn't apply to Mace Yakum. But V'loi Setamis HaMoscha, not to cause Tumah, not to allow Tumah to remain in Eretz Yisrael, so that even applies to the Mace Yakum. That's the Shalom. Rabbi Chalap's father has an essay that's published where he raises the question, if you have a medical school in Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't be allowed to leave over any cadavers. What happened to V'loi Setamis HaMoscha? You can have a medical school in Chutz Loretz and wherever you want. In Chutz Loretz, Kohanim can't attend because you have Mesim all over the place. And if they're Mesa Yakum, then there's no problem. Usually there are three problems to deal with a dead body. One problem is that the Yumavatla Mitzvah Kvurim. Secondly, if you cut up the dead body in order to learn something, in order to learn biology, so cutting up the dead body is the Chanisir of Bizayin HaMeis. Also, Bizayin HaMeis only applies to Yiddish body. The Nochri body can cremate the body. There's no Issa design. And the third problem is that a Mace is also Ba'ano. So if the fellow is going to study anatomy and understand anatomy based on the fact that he's dealing with the dead bodies, so that should really be a violation of the Suri Hano. A Mace is also Ba'ano. So we assume Mace Yakam Amuta Ba'ano. That's the thesis in the first parak. Mace Yakam Amuta Ba'ano. The Ramon Yeridei says, when Machma, Mace Yakam Nati Ba'ano. So the Paskim say that's only a chumra. Nikra din is really mutter. It's a chumra that the Rishonim invented. And if a person is going to medical school, so shtikol maka mitzvah, he's going to learn how to heal people later on. So since it's a shtikol mitzvah, so we don't have to be machmer on this din of the Mesei Akum being asabano. And the other two Yisurim don't apply. The first is that if you leave over a dead body, you mevatla mitzvah kvura. So Mesei Akum are not. There is no mitzvah kvura. The second issa was bizoyin ameis. If you're going to cut up the particles, you're going to cut up the parts of his body, you're going to do an autopsy, so that's an issa of bizoyin ameis. So bizoyin ameis only is on the Yiddish ameis, but there's a mitzvah kvura. The goyish ameis, where they would burn it. So there's no issa of bizoyin ameis. And the issa hano also doesn't apply. So if you have a medical school, chutz loretz, we say the three basic problems, how do you deal with a dead body? How do you learn anatomy from the dead bodies? And the three problems are solved. But if you have a medical school in Eretz Yisrael, so the fourth problem is a real problem. How do you succeed in having a dead body in the dormitory of the medical school, in the buildings of the medical school? What happened to the pasuk? That's a problem.
All of
Eretz Yisrael. Right. So that's the shaila. What's this din? Is this because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash? In the Mikdash, there are dinim, you have to see to it that there shouldn't be any tumah in the base of Mikdash. So you should see to it that there should be this kind of tumah, shouldn't be.
So Eimelinim will apply to any Arikumah, any Makim Torah?
No, even let him say it's only Yerushalayim.
I'm saying, but if that's the logic, so then it's based on kachim. So anywhere where you technically could eat kachim, so this din should apply.
No, it seems that it's only Yerushalayim. Where else can you eat kachim? Only Yerushalayim.
Technically, the two Shazar Chaim have the same din. They're both Makom Torah, no?
That's a question. That's a question. The Mishnah said that a Metzora is not allowed to enter, Yerushalayim is not allowed to enter all Ayar Hamkops Chamos Yishuvanu. So if he enters Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus, because it says, Lo Yovel Techa Machne, that's all he says. What if he enters one of the other Ayar Hamkops Chamos Yishuvanu? Does he get Malkus or not? Is it Mamish? All the Ayar Hamkops Chamos are exactly the same, have the same status as Yerushalayim, or are they slightly lower? So that's a big Machloikis in Rishonim. A lot of Rishonim hold that it's only Malkus on Yerushalayim. And I think that the Gaon disagrees. He says Yerushalayim is the same as everywhere else. But let's say for the purpose of eating Kochim Kalam and Maisa Sheni. Kochim Kalam and Maisa Sheni is only Yerushalayim. He can't eat it in the other Ayar is Hamikavis Kalam Maisa Shubinon. The Mabit has a Sefer on the Rambam that's called Kirya Sefer. So he has such a wild chiddush. He said he thinks that all Ayaros Hamikavis Kalam Maisa Shubinon have the same status as Yerushalayim. And theoretically, you should really have been able to eat Kochim Kalim in all the areas, Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim. The only thing is, you have to shecht it in the Azar. So once you shecht it in the Azar, then you're going to take the flesh to one Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim, which you should have known. His nips are beyotzen. So for a technical reason, the only place he can technically, the only place he can eat the Kochim Kalim is in Yerushalayim. He can't succeed in eating in the other Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim. It'll be nifsal b'yitzit. Then he has to kashan himself. If so, so why can't she eat Maisa Sheni in the all Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim Maisa Shubanon? Maisa Sheni is not nifsal b'yitzit. Maisa Sheni is not nifsal b'yitzit. The farmer should be able to, if he say all Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim have the same status of Kedusha as Yerushalayim, so you should be able to eat Maisa Sheni all over. So the Mabit answers, it's a wild, the whole idea is wild. The whole Sefer is wild. The whole Kirya Sefer is wild. He has every Perek in the Rambam. He has the original chidushim. It's like the levush. It's like the levush on Shulchan Aruch. Every time he tries to explain it in, he comes up with new ideas. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. So the Achreinim always argue with his new ideas. They forgot all the Gemara. So here also, the Mabit never says against Gemaras, but he always writes up his wild ideas, wild notions. So he asked the question on himself. If all Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim have the exact same status of Kedusha as Yerushalayim, so then you should be able to eat Maisa Sheni in all Ayaros Hamikavis Chaim. So he says, no, that's not. To be able to eat Maisa Sheni has to be a higher level of Kedusha. That's only in Yerushalayim. So to enable one to eat Maisa Sheni, you need a higher level of Kedusha than you need to be able to eat Kochim Kalam. Been a hapachu. Shouldn't have been just the reverse. Should have been the opposite. You should, if anything, one should require a higher level of kedusha to be able to eat kochim kalim than to eat ma'aseh. Kochim kalim is really karbonis has to do with the beis hamikdash. Ma'aseh sheni has nothing to do with the beis hamikdash. So the Mabit says fakert. He says no. Shiloh, they were able to eat kochim b'chol haroeh. No, you could eat kochim kalim b'chol haroeh. You could eat kochim only toch ha'lifnim in akloim, and kochim kalim b'chol haroeh. It's similar, that's the shiloh. Kol haroeh, al pi pashtus, is similar to the whole machne Yisrael, Yerushalayim. There is a Gemara in Makkos, where the Gemara talks about eating Maisa Sheni sitting on a branch of a tree. Someone's sitting, has a house on the branch of a tree, a tree house. And the Gemara discusses eating Maisa Sheni on top of the tree. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha, how can you eat Maisa Sheni on top of the tree? The Gemara has a rule, Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kacha. You can only eat Korban Pesach on the ground level. You can't eat Korban Pesach on a higher level. So some want to say that Kochim Kalim may be eaten on a higher level. That's only a din in Korban Pesach. It doesn't even apply to Kochim Kalim. That's what some want to say. Because it's a Tosfos in one place, but Tosfos says that Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kacha does not affect Kochim Kalim. So how can it not affect? The Gemara hasn't been again to Korban Pesach. But that's what some Achronim say, Pshat and Tosfos. It's only a din in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is the only place. Where do you find that Korban Pesach has its own dinim of achila, of where to eat it? Yeah, the Gemara points out. You have. That only applies in Purim Pesach. Has to be dabke tzli. This is a din in achila. But even the makam achila, we see it different. The din is you're not allowed to be mitzvah in the Purim Pesach. Min abayis. If you take it out, you get malchus. A pasuk in chumash. You have a right to determine which bayis you want to eat it in. So because man, you didn't start to eat the Purim Pesach yet, so there's no din of asetzim min abayis min abasach chutzah. Once you decided you're going to eat the Purim Pesach here, and they started to eat, then you're not allowed to take it chutzla here. So I didn't like the Gemara compares it to the laws of Hoytzoa B'Shabbos, because it says the same lashon. Laws of Tziyu, min abayis, min abasa chutz. Never take it out. So some Rishonim hold that the din of Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kachi, you have to eat the Karban Pesach on the ground level. You can't eat it on top of the roof. And the second floor is only a din in Kachim. It's only a din in Karban Pesach. Doesn't even apply to Shlomim. Doesn't apply to Karban Toyo. Only a din in Karban Pesach. The Pashtus is that it's not so. Pashtus says that it's a din in all kachim kala. Gagam aliyas lanis kachu. So the Ritva says in Makkis, the answer is kachu. The Gemara talks about the guy eating the Maaseh Sheni on top of the branch. So the branch is gagam aliyas. So the Ritva says yes. The gagam aliyas lanis kachu is only a din in achilas kachim kala. Doesn't apply to Maaseh Sheni. To be allowed to eat kachim kala, you need a higher level of Kedushas Yerushalayim. The Pashtus says like that. If anything, either you equate it, or you say that Kachem Kala needs a high level, but not to say like the Mabit, but to eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim needs a high level Yerushalayim. And to eat Kachem Kala is a lower level Yerushalayim. The Pashtus is either they're equal, either to eat Maaseh Sheni, to eat Kachem Kala, you need the same Kedushas Yerushalayim, that's what many Rishonim hold. Or if anything, you distinguish in the opposite direction from the Mabit, you say like the Ritva, that in order to eat Kachem Kala, you need a higher level of Yerushalayim. Taisa's answer is that the Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kachu. Taisa's answer is like this. When the Gemara talks about the guy sitting on the branch eating the Maaseh Sheni, it's not talking that the guy's sitting on, he's sitting on a branch. He's not sitting on the floor of a treehouse. If there would be a floor of a treehouse, that would have to be Gagam Aliyas Lenis Kachu. If it has a floor that has Dalar Adala Tochim, that's what Taisa says. If you have a new landing that has Dalar Adala Tochim, in order to be considered a makom, in Kol HaTarakul, you have to have dala al dala tochim. So if you have a floor on top of a tree, if you have gagam aliyas, and the gag has dala al dala tochim, not dala al dala rabbis. Dala al dala tochim is very tiny, this size. If you have a floor that's a new ground level, it's dala al dala tochim, then we say that that's loinis kachur, that does not have kedushas Yerushalayim. But if the fellow is sitting on the branches of a tree, and the branches do not have dalet al dalet, then it's not gagam aliyas. It's avir Yerushalayim. Avir Yerushalayim wasn't as kaddish. Yerushalayim wasn't as kachka, and only avir above Yerushalayim is also in a kachka. When you reach a new ground level, gagam aliyas has a new ground level, so that you say is loinis kachka. That's why some poskim say that the avir Yerushalayim wasn't as kaddish at tzayla adler akia. So anyone who's tamei, who's not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, let's say a Metzora is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to go over, not allowed to go in a helicopter over Yerushalayim either. Well, any Tomei who's not allowed to enter Har HaBayis is not permitted to go in a helicopter that's going to go above Har HaBayis, because the Mekayim HaKadoshim were in the Kedusha Zayl Adler Rakia. Aver of the Mokum is also in his Kaddish. Only Gagam Aliyah is in his Kaddish. Gagam Aliyah means if you have a new ground level above the old ground level. So this is Shaila when it says the Emelinim Sambeis is Gemara. The Torah, what do you have this din? It's unclear. Is it because the Azore? Is it because Yerushalayim has a slightly lower level of Kedushas based on Mikdosh? Well, right that you can eat Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim? So this is a din, this Gemara, this tradition is Emelina Moras Hanais because of the Isser of Tuma. You're not allowed to retain Tuma there. Or is it because Yerushalayim has a slightly higher level of Kedusha Sa'aretz, and in all of Eretz Yisrael there's a din of Lesetami Asad Moscha. But Helineu Lechvoda would normally be Mutter in any other location in Eretz Yisrael. So here, because Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, so maybe here we say, Eimelinim Esameis. What will happen after Mina? We just say emulina minas hamesh because it has a higher level of kedushas haaretz, or it has a lower level of kedushas hamikdash. Min v'chab, let's say someone died in a building that's adjacent to the chaimus Yerushalayim. He lives not on the first floor. He lives on top. He lives on one of the upper floors. So with respect to Kedushas Yerushalayim, with respect to Korbanos, we say Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, so that lower level is only on the ground level. So let's say this mace, the fellow died on the 10th floor of a building, and this building is adjacent to the Chomus over here. We're going to take him out by helicopter. We're not going to take him down to the front door. If you plan to take him down to the front door of the building, so then you were made in Samais and you shall lie. But let's say you're not going to take him out through the front door. You're going to take my helicopter, and this building is adjacent to the Chaim Sir here. They'll come out, the helicopter was never in Yerushalayim. So would it be that the Gemara just says, Gemara, it's a tradition. What's the nature of the tradition? Is it because Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash? Or because Yerushalayim has a higher level of Kedushas Haaretz? And they chap an afkamina, according to the Ritzvah, that that Gagam Ali is Lenin's country with respect to that that lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash, but to get to the higher level of Kedushas HaAretz, could well be that Gagam Ali is Lenin's country. That's how the Ritva says. Gagam Ali is Lenin's country is only with respect to eating Kach Mikal. With respect to eating Maisa Sheni, that's okay. Gagam Ali is Lenin's country. So that could perhaps be an afkamin over here. Mo just says they had a tradition in Melina Bas Hameis at all, even with Chvodo, you know, that is the practice. That's a shalom. What's the nature of the din? This statement that the Gemara has, that you're not allowed to make kifshonis b'Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to make any factories because there's going to be a lot of smoke and the city is not going to be pretty. So there is a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara is commenting on the pasuk that says in Chumash, a plicheres has a separate din than he gave to Kabbalah's tumor and a different din than he gave to Kashrus. A klicheris that becomes stuck. Klicheris only mekabel tumah from the inside, not mekabel tumah from the outside. Only mitocha, not migabel. A quirk. But then once it's mekabel tumah, ain't lo tar b'mikve. You cannot remove the tumah of the klicheris. Other mekalim, that there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Other mekalim, bochum and mashkim. So the other mekalim have tar b'mikve. Kalim is only other kind of kalim. Wooden kalim, a metal kalim, klis chuches. And they do have tefillah b'mikveh. But klicheris have no tefillah b'mikveh. Once they become tummy, they have no way to be mitar them, to kasha them in the mikveh. To be mitar them in the mikveh, yeah. And then there's another din of chumish, that's in chumish. The only way to remove the tumah is by smashing the klicheris. If you smash it, then shviris akila, a keli is mitar the keli. Then the chumish has another din, that hagola normally helps. On a trefa kli, hagola doesn't help on a kli cheres. Hatorah hira kli cheres, sheni yetzim idei dof yil yolam. So what do you do if you have a trefa kli cheres? So the pasuk says you throw it in the garbage. You have to throw it out of the trefa. So the Gemara says in Zvachim that if you do libun, that'll solve your whole problem. If you have a trefa kli cheres, if you have a trefa kli cheres, and you do libun on it, so then it'll become kosher. The Gemara asks the kasha on the pasuk in Chumash. It says in Chumash, if you have a klicheres that was boleya bizar karbonis, so it says you have to smash it and throw it out in the garbage. So the Gemara asks, why do you smash it and throw it out in the garbage? Why don't you kasher it through a libun? True, hagola doesn't have the Torah hidal klicheres. That hagola doesn't work, but you tell me that libun works. So why don't you do libun? And you are understood that it's not exeris hakasuv, not exeris hakasuv achok. No, it's based on a mitzvah that the tam habalu and the klicher is not going to come out. that once the Gemara assumes that if you do a libun, you'll succeed in being served the tam, served of bimkomo, there won't be any tam left. So Gemara asks, why does the chumash ever have it in that you smash the kli cheres? If you cook the carbon in it, so it'll be nifsal balino, the bliya that's in the depth that kli will become nifsal balino. So the Gemara asks the kasha, why don't you kasha all the kli cheres with hachzor le kivshainas? So the Gemara answers with this din, because you're going to make all of Yerushalayim is going to be full of smoke all over the place. Factories are going to smell awful, going to get dirty. You're not allowed to make kivshainas in Yerushalayim. That's the Gemara's answer. But if not for that, not for that issue, and they know him kivshainas be Yerushalayim because it's going to make the whole city filthy, then the din would have been, it's not a gzeris hakasuf. It says, "Ukli cheres hashem tevush al bo yishaver." It's not a gzeris hakosu. It's yishaver because there's no way to kasher it. If theoretically you could have kashered it, you wouldn't be able to do libon on it. Then we would recommend do libon. You won't have the obligation to smash it. It's not a gzeris hakosu. It's not a chok b'yalma. Apparently, it's not permissible to take it out of shalom because it has a bliya of carbon mechatas in it. So you're not allowed to take it out. The chatchile has to be in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says the reason why you don't do achzor le kivshan is because ain asim kivshan is be Yerushalayim, and you're not allowed to take the kli out of Yerushalayim. You have to. So that's why the pasuk says you got to throw it in the ground. You got to smash the kli. Then the Gemara is commenting on the last line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said previously on Ayin Tes on the base, not the last line. And then the Gemara has another din, you're not allowed to teach Chochmas Yevanis to your children. So the Gemara says, where did that come from? And so on. So here's where the Tes explains sometimes it'll be an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to do Schar the macholas asur is their eyes, to be in the business of non-kosher meat business, to sell chazer, even to a nachri, there's no lifnei either, still an isa that, even though it's muta bano, it's an isa not to do schar be macholas asur. But here we're talking about is going to be megadol chazerim l'shem malacha, not l'shem achila. So mikra din, that should be muta. But you have exerid the rabbanon. What's exerid the rabbanon? Mar says, tan rabbanon, we have a brisa, that there was a civil war, the brothers were killing each other. Urkin and Sarah Stubbins. One was on the inside of Yerushalayim, one was on the outside. So the ones inside every day would lower over money. People outside would buy a behemoth, check and see it has no mom, and have the behemoth picked up over the height of the wall. So the Gemara says that there was one Zakein who realized, what are we wasting our time over here? The people on the outside keep on supplying the people on the inside of the Yerushalayim, Toch HaYir, keep on supplying them with the Karbonis and Tmeinim and Musafim. So he says, Kol Zman, that they're going to have the Schus of Akrobus HaKarbonis, Einim Sorim V'yetchem. So there's a military strategy. He suggests we should not give them a Karbon. So the next day, they lowered over money from the inside, they should send them up a Karbon again. Instead of a Karbon, that's good for a Karbon Tamid, they sent up a Karbonis for Avodah Zarah. Because that fellow spoke Goloshin Yevanis, and because the whole kilkel came about because of Behemoth Meir, because of the people who were grazing Behemoth Meir, they were grazing Chazer. The whole kilkel came about because he sent up a Chazir, and the fellow who recommended they should send up a Chazir spoke Loshen Yevanis, so that's Baruch Hashem Gazru. They prohibited these two things. They said you're not allowed to teach your children Chochmas Yevanis, and you're not allowed to be Megadol Chazerim, even if it would have been Mutar Manotor, you're not allowed. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, what do you mean? Loshen Yevanis is very lovely. The Gemara says, no, Loshen Yevanis Lachud, and Chochmas Yevanis Lachud. Truth of the matter is, this guy, the one who recommended that they should not send any Korbanis anymore, So what he was speaking, Beloshin Yevanis. Hayosham Zalkan Al Shay Makke B'Chachmas Yevanis. His Makke B'Chachmas Yevanis. His Chachmas Yevanis had something to do with sending up the Chazir. I mean, he was a secular person. He studied secular. He had a secular education. He was secularized. So that's what he said. Stop helping them bring korbanos. So that's what the Tanaim said at that time. Us Lalaman is Beno Chachmas Yevanis. You give a child a secular education, he'll become secular. So Tignish, you shouldn't do that. And also the God of Chazir.
Rabbi Hezes, Shtim with the Gemara Menachos, Zman Shalo Yom Lo Laila.
That's on the level of their Reis of Zman Shalo Yom Lo Laila is Mutter. And here there's a Gzeret Rabbanon. But even so, he's not allowed to teach Chochmas Yevanos.
Wasn't the Tana asking Lamaisa, can I learn?
Yeah. That Tana al Pipash lived after the Churban HaBayis. This was ready after this Gzeru was made. I don't know. That's what Tosis wants to know. This war with the Chashmonaim, these two groups, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, these were from the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, Tosis says, were over 200 years before the Churban HaBayis, the beginning of the rule of the Chashmonaim. Tosis quotes it that it was Reish Samach Shonim, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Reish Samach means 260 years. The Rashash points out it's a misprint in Tosis. The Gemara now with the Zohar that they're quoting, the Avtes Manam says the Chashmonaim's government started 206 years before the Churban HaBayis, not 260, 206, not 260. So the printer put the zero in the wrong place. Instead of 206 years, someone wrote 260, and then they made a Rashi Tevis out of it, Reish Samach. Yeah. So it's 206 years before the Rambam also quotes like that, slightly more than 200 years. So that's what Tosis is not sure what's going on. This Gzera by Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, this was way before the Churban HaBayis, Tosis thinks. And then the Mishnah says there in Soito that we goes a Chachmas Yevanis, but Pul Mishal Titus Gozru. That's the previous Tosis. Also, Lam Shalam and Bno Chachmas Yevanis. That was the Pul Mishal Titus, that was the Shas Churban HaBayis. And this story with the Chazir, this was before. So Tosfos doesn't know how to deal with this. Astira, when did they introduce this prohibition? Thus he should say, originally it was Asir only with an Arur. Inami, you have a boy to make him ba'arur, lohim mikri avaryon. Sometimes you have it in Mora, the Chacham say, whoever does this, ain't a raisim in bracha. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein aras imi bracha" means that we're recommending you shouldn't do it, and we're even cursing you that if you do it, you shouldn't make money out of it. We're not really saying that it's awesome. If you want to do it, then you may suffer the consequences. So go, because it's a hate. So that's one suggestion that Tosfos makes over here. Or Adam she gadol, or Adam she lamed is beno chachmas yevanis is an isa kal. If you want to do it, because it's a hate, we're not really prohibiting it. We're just saying that. It's a bad chinuch. We wouldn't recommend it. See, the Tosfos begins with the words "Asal Adam Shilamid Benochach Musivan." That's a misprint. It doesn't say in the Gemara "Asal." It says "Or Adam Shigadlos Benochach Musivan." That's the whole punchline of Tosfos Teretz. The Rashash is Magia in the Dibra Maskel of the Tosfos. It shouldn't say "Or Lo Adam." Asal Adam should say "Or Ha Adam Shilamid is Benochach Musivan." But the second answer it tells us, you have a boy to make him ba'arur, lahavi mikri avarni. We can't call him a balaver. They never asked it. At the time of the Churban HaBayis, by the Pul Mishal Titus, then they actually asked it, studying Chochmas Yevanos. Yeah, what do you do with that Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos, the Tanoim all lived after the Churban HaBayis. And then for sure is already Nessa to study Chochmas Yevanos. That's a different part of the Chochmas Yevanos. The Greeks had philosophy. That's, I think, what the Tanoim didn't like. Then they had sciences. The sciences that Tanoim liked very much. Just to know the science in order to know the Metzius. Tanoim always relied on the sciences of the Yevanim. Physics, chemistry, biology, so on. Some Chachmas Yevanis they did go for, and others they asked them. The philosophy, that they were upset about. There are more rights in Yeridaya in Hilchas Talmud Torah. one is only permitted to spend time to study secular studies, Ikroi, not big fees. Somebody called me up on the phone. He's all bothered. A student is studying in Eretz Yisrael. He's all bothered with the question, how can he go to college? We follow the Ramos. Pesach and Ramos says, you're not allowed to study secular studies, big fees. The guy wants to become a carpenter. He wants to become a farmer. He has to go to school. And there's no question. How does he study big fees? It's the only way to make a parnasa. We believe in making a parnasa. Believe it or not, our religion does believe in making a parnasa. There are so many religious Jews who don't make a living in Eretz Yisrael. In America, it's unbelievable. This is a Christian attitude. As Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out, that by some of the sects of the monks have to take an oath of poverty, that they're not going to be rich. We don't hope for such a thing. There's no mitzvah to be poor. There's no mitzvah to be wealthy, but there's no mitzvah to be poor. So the Jews always believed in making a parnasa. They always tried to make a good parnasa. The only way to make a parnasa by being a farmer is to go to school to learn how to farm, or to learn how to face whatever you're going to do. Sai Sims for business. So you have no choice. So you got to go to school. So to get any job in this world, if you want to make a decent living, you have to go to college. You have to have 100 applicants for a job. And 99 went to college, one guy didn't. They're not going to look at his application. When the Ramah says that we hold that you're only permitted to study secular studies, be kroy, be alma, that means a guy has a parnasa, he has a big yerusha, he's sitting and learning, he's a rebbe, yeshiva, whatever. So the shalosh, he studies secular studies. Ramah says, be kroy, be alma, he's allowed to. But if he's studying something that's going to be needed for his parnasa, if he's studying something that he's going to need for his parnassus, and then there's no kasha, of course he's allowed to study it. There is a pasuk in Chumash, "Uchukasem lo yisalech." You're not allowed to imitate the chukasach. Yeah. So the Gemara has a brayso over here, 10 lines from the top of Pei Gimel. One who takes a funny haircut, special kind of a haircut that the Nochem take, that's included in this prohibition of chukasak. This is a shaila. These chukasakim that are mentioned here, or the Tosefta Masech Shabbos, the Gemara in the middle of Masech Shabbos keeps on quoting Tosefta from Masech Shabbos. Around two prokim in the Tosefta there that list off a lot of things that are forbidden because of chukasakim. That's a shayla. All of these chukasakim, are these anisa deraisa, they're just anisa derabbana. So some want to say it's only midirabbana. It's not a real chukasakim, because the Gemara says that in some cases we're matir it. After lom is baru, and itir lo lesapakami, then you should korv la malchus, based Rabbi Gamliel, itir lo lesapakami, lesapak bechachmas, you want to should korv la malchus. Let's say, if to take your haircut, lesapakami would have been anisa deraisa, how can they be matir it for one is korv la malchus? So some want to say the fact that it's sometimes mutter is a clear indication that it's an Issa Derabban. And others disagree. No, how does that prove that it's an Issa Derabban? It's an Issa Deraisa, and this is a head. Oh, so that's where the Kesem Mishnah is. How can it be? From the Rambam is Mashma, the Mesapikam is a real Issa Deraisa. It's not just an Issa Derabban. But then the Kesem Mishnah is on the side of the Rambam. So how are you matter for one is Korav La Malchus, Mishum Shloim Malchus, that the government, the Goyish government shouldn't get upset why the Jewish representative doesn't look like them? If it's a malacha there, if it's an isa deraisa, how can he mean matam mishum shlom malchus? So the Kesem Mishnah has two terutzim on the kasha. One terutz he says is that all in yonim that have to do with the government, the chachamim treat it as a suffik pikuach nefesh. It has to do with hatzolas klal Yisrael. It may be that they're going to make some gzeira ro against the Jews. And if the Jewish representative is not going to look like the goyim, is not going to talk like the goyim, is not going to act like the goyim, so maybe then he'll cause some Jews to lose their lives. So if that's the case, so in Yoni Malchus, border on Pikuach Nefesh, so the heter is that it's a Pikuach Nefesh, a suffix Akonis Nefesh. That's one suggestion that the Kesem Mishnah gives. Then he gives, that's not so bad. Then he gives another suggestion. That's what Rabbi Chanan Asman says. He doesn't understand the other suggestion. He gives another suggestion. Since it's not clear cut in the Chumash what's included in chukasakam and what's not. There's only hakasim mesor lachachamim. It's up to the chachamim in every generation to determine what is included, what's not. And just because such an activity was never included in chukasakam 100 years ago, we never heard of it. But now it became a chukasakam. In every generation, you have to judge what's included in chukasakam. The Darkei Tshuva and Yerideh points it out. There are things that were never chukasakam years ago, and they just developed in recent years to become chukasakam. So the Rabbanim have to be on their toes, and they have to be alert, and they have to notice when something becomes chukasakam. So this is what we call, this concept is known as L'masara HaKosav Elo L'Chachamim. The expression appears in the Gemara Chagiga in connection with Malachas Chalamoid. So there's a Machloikas HaRishonim in the Taisus on the last daf in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. The prohibition that you're not allowed to do Malachas Chalamoid, is that an Issa D'Raisa and Issa D'Rabbanim? So a popular opinion in Taisus says that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanim. Mechaba Paskin like that. The Malachas Chalamoid is only an Issa D'Rabbanim. And that's how they understood L'Masara HaKosav Elo L'Chachamim. The Torah leaves it up to the rabbis to introduce Yisurim, the Rabbanim. That's how they translated that term. But the Ramah Paskin is not so. The Ramah Paskin, the first Ramah in Hilchos Chalamoid, that the Yisur to do Malacha b'Chalamoid is an Yisur d'Oraisa. So, and nonetheless, so how do you decide what's included, what's not included? The Pasuk is written in a vague fashion, not to do Malacha b'Chalamoid. So the Gemara comes up with this expression, L'Masara HaKosav Elo L'Chachamim, it's up to the Rabbanim in every generation to determine what should be included in the pasuk and what's not included. It's not L'Masara HaKosav Elo L'Chachamim, the Torah allows L'Chachamim to make up to invent a din de Rabbanim. No. L'Masara HaKosav Elo L'Chachamim, the Torah relies on the Chachamim to determine what's included in the Issa D'Oraisa and what's not included. So the Kesef Mishnah uses that same expression over here by Chukasakam. And the Chumash, it doesn't say clearly what's included in the Chukasakam. So it's up to the Chachamim to determine. So since it's such the nature of the Yisur is such that it's L'Masara HaKosav Elo L'Chachamim, therefore the Chachamim have the right to be matir in a case of Korav L'Malchus. If it would be an Yisur Macholos Asuras Chazer or some other Aver Shatnez, so how can he be matir if one is Korav L'Malchus? The second suggestion in Kesef Mishnah doesn't believe that it's a Safek Sakana. If it'll be a Safek Sakana, we would allow him to wear the robes, even though the robes have shatness. If that's the only way your words will be heard, you have to speak in parliament or whatever, you have to speak to the king. The only way to have an audience with the king is to wear this kind of begadim. And the begadim are shatness, they don't let you check for shatness, they don't let you replace it with other garments. So then, if they want to give you a reward of $100,000, and they say, we only give you the reward, we only give you this Nobel Award if you wear shatnez. If you don't wear shatnez, don't wear the shatnez, don't take the Nobel Award. They have a brayer. But if the way the Kesef Mishnah says that those are Karav L'Malchus, and they have to negotiate with the government, that could constitute a Safek Sakana. So if a Safek Sakana, you got to take care of the Sakana. So then it would be mutter, even if it would be shatnez. That's according to that day in the Kesef Mishnah. And according to the other day, no, it's not even a Safek Sakana. We wouldn't permit him to wear shatnez. We wouldn't permit him to eat macholos asur. Not a suffix sakana. The reason why we permit this, because the nature of the iser of chukasakam is not, it's not explicit in the chumash what's included, what's not included. Since it's up to the chachamim to determine, l'misar ha'kos ve'el ha'chachamim, so therefore they had the right to say that one is korav l'malchus is mutter. That's Rabbi Chana writes. He doesn't understand what that means. It's up to the chachamim to determine. Nu the chachamim determine that misapik kaimi is a minik shtus, what the Rishonim call minik shtus. Let's say the guy eat French fried potatoes. We're not allowed to eat French fried potatoes because that's a French minik. No, the French do it because it tastes good. So we can do it also for the same reason. The guy finally came to the realization that in the summertime you wear short jackets, short sleeve shirts, and in the wintertime you wear woolen clothing, winter coats. You wear winter coats, and in the summertime you wear a summer coat. So you're not allowed to do that because that's chukasakam. No. Whenever has a good reason, so that's not chukasakam. Chukka means belita. What the Rishonim call a minik shtus. Stam, they wear ties. So that's a question. Why are you allowed to, who says you're allowed to wear a tie? A tie is brown. So wear a shirt, you have to wear something. You have to wear some clothes. You don't want to walk around naked. You have to wear something. That's not, to wear clothing is not a chukasakam. To wear a tie is a problem. That should be a chukasakam.
But for one who's, for a person who's considered close to the Malchus, then he's not doing it for everything. He's doing it because he has to match everyone else. But in terms of the regular person on the street, if he were to wear it, he'd be doing it for no reason, just because he was out there. But if a person who's in the royal court is wearing it, then he has a reason. The reason is that he has to match the uniform of the everyone else there.
The first in the street also doing it in order to imitate the other.
He doesn't need it. If he would do it, it's just because of chukas akum.
I mean, he has a choice not to do it.
This person
has a choice not to do it.
A natural reason for it. So for him, it's not a chukas.
Not sure exactly what that means.
He's not doing it to be madama to them. He's doing it because they make this weird rule that they...
He wants to be madama to them. He's forced to be madama to them. Otherwise, he won't get an audience.
I think it's a chukah shel tam. Whatever it is, but it's a chukah shel tam, meaning that he needs to get in there. But legabe achirim.
But the whole chukah is beli tam. The whole thing is beli tam. It's hapekoyni. This kind of haircut is beli tam, so it should still be a chukah. Chukah means beli tam. Whenever there's a tam, that is mishpatim. Chukim and mishpatim. So whenever has a tam, that's mishpatim. Whenever there has no tam, it's a chukah. So that's the problem. Why is it mutter? By what is misapekoimi? Maybe misapekoimi is only the rabbanon. Some mishanim hold only the rabbanon. On the assumption, like the Rambam writes, that misapekoimi is an isa deraisim. So because Mishnah has this piece in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, why should it be mutter by those who are korayim l'malchus? So one suggestion he gave is a suffix sakana. Okay, that we understand. All the yoni malchus are sometimes border on suffix sakana. Svek of sakana. But if you don't accept that suggestion, so the question is, what was the other suggestion? Whenever there's an isa deraisa that was instituted, based on Lamasarakas Vella Chachamim, it's up to them to determine. No. So they determined that usually it is also. So why is all of a sudden this mutter here? So you say that's part of the Lamasarakas Vella Chachamim. They determined that in such a case it's not the Chukka Sakam. It's a shver reward.
Very subjective. It'll be very subjective for you here.
Yeah, very, very unclear. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and believe that tomorrow we should continue learning. We should stop learning. Should we end the parak and start a chayvul? The people on the chumash, it's all chazara. Chumash is all chazara, no? By Yaakov Pikudi is a chazara from the Mishnah. So we'll learn a chayvul. Okay, when do we have this midterm? Shatav and Aslav. Together with the final? Should we have it separately? Want to have it on Sunday? This Sunday? Shatav and Aslav. All four, all in favor, raise your hand. So we'll have it on Sunday. Okay, how many people want to have it on Monday?
Thanks a lot.
And the rest of the people want it on Tuesday? Okay. Tomorrow is going to be a regular, go back to regular schedule. Regular schedule is what? Tomorrow is Thursday, so it's 10:45. Okay.